and I've been working on his test.
Yes?
Senator Stennis on 9-1.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
We could steal this money out of beans that you appropriate for the Army, Navy, and Air Force under your transfer authority. We think it's good for two reasons. One, we don't want all these Latin Americans thinking we're divided and Morse speaks for us. And number two, we don't want the rest of the world out there, particularly the Chinese, to think that they've been putting out the intelligence shows last week that they say if they can hold out 2 or 3 weeks longer, we're liable to quit. And we want to show them that, we've got the money and that the Congress is behind us. So that's why we want prompt action, and that's why I called this meeting. I couldn't go into all that detail. Now, Mahon is set 1 o'clock, and Rivers is set 3 o'clock. And I thought by giving you a little preliminary, you could talk to your people and get them together and hear him. They want $100 million for airfields and some support warehouses and ammunition storage. They want $134 million for operations and maintenance. That's largely all these vessels we got out there and the aircraft maintenance. We are running them, as I told you this morning. The past 2 years, our helicopter activity in South Vietnam has tripled.
Yeah.
From 30,000 hours the first quarter, 63,000 to 90,000 in the first quarter of this year. February, we had 160 strikes against military targets. April, we had 1,500. You get that?
Yes, sir.
Ten times as many airstrikes, three times as many helicopters. So we got $134 million for operations and maintenance. That's vessels, aircraft maintenance, wearing out quicker, too. Yeah. Got $270 million.
All right.
Am I going too fast?
No, I got it.
$100 for construction, $134 for operation and maintenance, $270 for ordnance and ammunition. That means ammunition for their guns and bombs and conventional stuff.
Yeah.
Then we got 40 aircraft, we've lost about 43, and 100 helicopters. That's $140 million.
100 helicopters, those two come to $140 million.
Yeah, so that's roughly 640, 50, and the other's miscellaneous, I don't know. But those are the big items, and there's no argument, no question about it. You're either going to give a guy the fuel or the ammunition, or you ought to get him home, one of the two. And they have talked to Morris, and he says he'll let it come up without a three-day rule. And they've talked to Ellender, and he says it'll come up. Church and McGovern, the folks that would normally oppose it, are not going to do it. So I thought you might be thinking with your group ahead of time. And when Mahon gets through with them at 1 o'clock, he says he's ready to go, and he can be through with them an hour or so. Then Rivers has got his bill ready, and I thought you might get a hold of McNamara and make him run on by either late this afternoon or early in the morning so that we could get him for you and Hayden, too. And you talk to the old man. Now, I don't want to be calling up there, so don't tell them that I called you, because they get envious. If Dirksen says I called somebody else, and if Mansfield. But I want you to know that this is worth more to me than a division. Psychologically, this is the most important thing, and if we can just let them know in 48 hours that we're in this thing to stay, I think they'll fold. But the report now shows that there are 19,000 Americans going to face 12,000 Dominicans in open fire in the streets of Santo Domingo. We hope that's not true, but that's what's on the ticker. So I don't want any delay and any procrastination. And you kind of organize it like you used to and get old man Hayden where maybe y'all could kind of meet together like you do on some of these things.
Well, I think you can, and we'll just wrap this thing up for you and have him first thing in the morning, and I'll spend a lot of the afternoon in briefing some of these other fellas, you know, on these figures you've given, and I certainly thank you for them.
And you and Dick got them together one time on joint hearings early in the year. Just get them to come over to your appropriation committee, okay.
Sure will. And we'll do it not later than in the morning.
Yeah, you betcha.
Who's going to pass the bill?
I don't know.
Well, we take care of it.
But you can have your hearings anyway, so you'll know the facts.
Well, we'll have it in the morning.
You can just kind of have an off-the-record hearing to know the facts, and then when they act, then you can bingo.
Well, I'll put together a little statement based on what you've told me.
That's good.
I made memo.
That's good.
And you did a wonderful job this morning, and that Sunday night was good, too.
I'm just doing the best I can,
Donna. I get these CIA briefings, and these other fellas, some of them don't, and you put all that together, and then you feel that was fine.
Thank you, John.
Fine. You bet your life. Well, I'm with you.